Hunger is still a problem in some places across the United States, a problem made worse by the latest unemployment claims showing a slow economic recovery from the pandemic. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav reports that even months after the pandemic began, food banks are still struggling to meet the demand.
About 20 food bank volunteers crouch over brown paper bags and pour carrots into them. These and other staples are part of a drive-through mass food distribution about to begin in the parking lot of the Alamo Dome. San Antonio Food Bank President Eric Cooper says before March, when the coronavirus hit, this was something they'd never needed to do.
I'd never seen lines this long in my life. I couldn't even wrap my head around. It's what you'd see at a Spurs game. But it was a food distribution, and knowing it was a food distribution was so surreal. And even to standing here in the Alamo Dome, you know, what are we doing here? Like, this is just crazy. I've gotten used to seeing this now.
More than 1,200 families will come through today and nearly every Friday. Many have never needed a food bank before.
All right. Have you been through here before?
No, this is my first time.
Okay, so...
Rosario Cepeda sits in her SUV near the front of the line. She came here for the first time in April.
There's no word than that income. You know, at least we have for sure food.
Cepeda is a hairstylist, and her clients still aren't coming back, scared of COVID. Cepeda was in line at 5 this morning, even though food distribution won't start till 9. She'll go to her salon afterwards and hope someone shows up, because she has even more mouths to feed.
My daughter, it has 4 kids and the husband, because that, you know, the no work and then no rent, and they had to move in the house. That's the toughest thing.
Farther back in the line is Trevette Armstrong. Her household went from 2 incomes to 1, and she says if she didn't have these distributions, she would need to choose between food and medicine.
Medicine. So, being that I'm on Medicare, that helps with some of the medicine, but a lot of the times, even though you're paying insurance costs, the copay is still ridiculously high for some of my medications.
Diane Whitmore-Schanzenbach is director of Northwestern University's Institute for Policy Research, and she calls the numbers in Texas and across the country astounding.
Yeah, we've never experienced food insecurity at this level since we've been tracking the data, you know, for the last 20 years.
The number of Texans who sometimes or often lacked enough to eat peaked in August at 3.6 million, according to census figures. But even now, more than 1 in 10 Texans doesn't have enough to eat. And it's worse for families with children. 15% report turning to charity food.
We had saved almost $10,000. We're down to $3,500 due to this pandemic.
Clint Carpenter's one of those families. He's 23 and has 2 children under 7. Because of an illness and the pandemic, he was out of work for several months. Now he travels to a food distribution every other week.
My freezer's full because of the food drive. I mean, they've provided us with more than enough. I mean, it does get tiring sometimes, eating the same thing, but we're grateful. That's what matters.
He and his fiance hope they can turn it around financially and eventually stop relying on the food bank. But for them and millions of other Texans, it isn't clear when that will be possible. For NPR News, I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.